listening to Chrysalis Color, the podcast. Hello, this is Jorunn from Norway.
And Christine in Canada.
With a podcast about color analysis and how it applies to you in a practical way. We'll talk about how to use your colors to make your days brighter, your wardrobe more enjoyable, and your life easier.
We'll talk about topics that we find interesting, and we encourage you to submit your questions. A podcast listing is available at chrysaliscolor.com under the podcasts tab.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our second chat with style blogger Jennifer Connolly. Last episode, we talked about what it is that sets SciArt color analysis apart from other systems and how Jennifer has had many, many color analyses. Today, we have a surprise for you. Since our first conversation, Jennifer has had a SciArt color analysis. You wanted to have that definite season answer at last, didn't you? After so many different analyses. So, Jennifer, do you know your season now?
I do know my season. I needed to see it for myself. So I went and had a draping with Terry Wildfong near Palm Springs. I found Terry through Christine's book, which is a terrific book. I think I've read it twice now. And I have been struggling for so long to know for sure I wanted to go to the top of the food chain and see it for myself. Terry has trained many people in the SciArt system and trained herself with Catherine. So I felt that that was going to be an answer that I couldn't ignore. And as it turned out, I couldn't ignore the answer because I saw it with my own eyes. The drapes revealed me to be a true summer.
What was the experience like, Jennifer?
It was like nothing I've ever had before. I got a flight down, rented a car, drove to meet at Terry's place and walked into what looked like a bit like a science experiment. The room was a neutral gray. Terry was wearing gray. The student she was teaching was wearing gray. There were natural full spectrum lamps. I was given a gray drape to wear and my hair was covered with a neutral gray and I had no makeup on. So it felt very much scientific. There was nothing to distract the eye from what was going to happen on my skin. I brought a friend along. She also was made to wear a drape. Her hair was covered and she had to remove her jewelry, which could also distract. What I loved so much about this draping was I actually saw it and learned and saw. Someone didn't just tell me. She explained what to look for, and I could see it as the drapes were taken on and off. I could see my skin drain of color. I could see the spots go away. But Terry explained, you do have spots on your face. If I make them go away, I'm taking other color out. I'm making your face blur around the edges, and that's not the goal. The goal is to make you come forward and be present and come into focus. And I could see that happening.
So did you really did experience how the SciArt system focuses on the skin first and foremost?
Yes, it was, there was no missing it. There was at one point when she said to the student, now watch what's happening to her eyes. You will see a fish eye. And I thought, what in the heck could that be? And she pulled the drape off and my eyes went glassy and my lips drained of color and my eyebrows went orange. And I lost the side of my eyebrow. It was so obvious. There was no missing it. So I felt like I was being trained the way the student was being trained, obviously not as much, but I was being trained. I was being trained to see and recognize the colors that are good on me and the colors that aren't.
You mentioned that you have some readers who don't learn their colors don't want to know their colors because they figure they're going to be restricted with what they wear. Do you feel that way? Do you feel bound by your true summer result?
No, I feel a tremendous amount of freedom knowing what my true colors are. Having a palette that I can use as a tool to find colors with the same properties as me is much better than being told you can only wear these colors, nothing outside this palette. Mm-hmm. The way this SciArt palette works and the way Terry taught me to use it has expanded the world of color to me. So I will be much more creative in trying new colors. I can also go down the rack and just rule something out, but that's not the most powerful part for me. It's being able to find new colors that aren't in that palette that will flatter me because they live in harmony with the palette. They will live in harmony with me.
So Jennifer, you were telling us earlier that at one time in one of your many color analyses, you once bullied a color analyst, a tricky language English. Jennifer, you told us that you bullied one into calling you a spring because she, and I quote, you told her you'd kill her if she pronounced you a summer. So naturally, fearing for her life, she called you a spring. So I'm kind of interested to hear more about that.
I think a lot of that goes back to the stereotypes that I had for seasons. And I saw summers as soft and gentle and ineffectual, like a Monet painting, rather than a strong person that I wanted to be seen as. And it really was just the stereotype. So she did my colors. And when I showed that palette to Terry, Terry said, well, that's all well and good, but this is a summer palette. Look at the colors. So she called me what I wanted to hear, but she gave me the colors that were flattering for me. So I think the stereotypes we have can get us into a bit of trouble because we may not want to be what we really are. And there's true power in knowing what you really are, having the right colors.
There's mm-hmm. true power in knowing, yeah, that's very well put. But then again, we can be kind of trapped into stereotypical views that we think apply to us and they don't. And I see the summer palette as very deep and professional, and a lot of summer people are strong leaders in their own composed way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think of summers as the quiet powerhouses. They don't need the spotlight. They don't need to be noticed when they walk in the room, but they have the empathy and the restraint and this real bedrock of just getting the job done in a very competent way. And the thing about personality too is, I mean, it's fun to read about, but it's just such a tremendous oversimplification. And I get it. Every chapter of my book leads off with the personality, but how do you describe personality in a paragraph that applies to anybody? And it's like here's talking about hair with season. It's like talking about photographs with season. Maybe there's some information there, but it's so tremendously generalized that, and it has nothing to do with how skin reacts to color, how your appearance changes with certain colors. And so when you're trying to decide season, my opinion, you ignore that entirely. I don't take it into account, even though it's in my book. It has nothing to do with what season a person is. And, you know, I think there's an awful lot of emotion and drama around appearance. Like, you got to be spellbinding in your 10 best colors. I don't want to wear my 10 favorite colors every day anymore than I want to eat my 10 favorite foods. It's not healthy, and it doesn't build a whole world that is interactive. I want to build a whole wardrobe. I don't want to have to make it up myself. And I want it to apply to blush or boots. So it's kind of hard when you know 10 colors and you want to go buy a Christmas dress or a winter coat. What are you gonna wear?
Well, yeah, And it is important for us to not put people into a box of stereotypes and lock the door and throw away the key. Mm-hmm. Really, really important. Even though we have fun talking about personalities, it's not what color analysis is about. So Jennifer, you were describing that your hair was covered. And then obviously when you've had your draping and you were revealed as a true summer, your hair was uncovered. And how do you feel about your hair now after the color analysis?
I looked at it when she took the drape off and thought, let's just cut that off. Let's just cut all that straw yellow off the ends of my hair. I've been trying to grow it out. I've been growing it out and it's taking some time. And I just want to speed the process along because the artificial color on the ends looks so jarring to me now, looks so artificial. It makes me wonder why I've been coloring my hair for the last 50 years.
It's not straw. Like it's a cool blonde. It's not corn, you know, like you see here, the color of corn, that'd be a problem, but it's, I can see your color coming in, but it's quite okay. But you want to chop it all off, I guess.
I want it. Yes. I want to have it all chopped off.
Yeah, just like me. Yeah.
Yeah. And now when I see people who have not colored their hair, it's just so rich and so beautiful. People are never satisfied with what they have. They seem to always want what they don't. And as a blonde being told, oh, you're dishwater blonde, dirty blonde. Mm-hmm. I was searching for that pop, that brightness, that fun, that drama. And all it did is steal the richness away from my skin and my face. Mm-hmm. So I want it gone.
Maybe too, that's part of the reason, like, I know you've mentioned it came as such a surprise to you to be a true season or a true summer. And I think for many women, it's not that the true seasons are, you know, the walking rare among us. They're a little bit rare, but it's also, especially for true summer, that most of these folks are dyed to be blonde. And mm-hmm. you just don't get it. It really, really changes the appearance of the person. So it'll be interesting to see how you look once your beautiful silver hair comes in. And I know you've had many analyses, I think 6 online, maybe
too
7
many.
Or 8 total. Do you have any general observations? You know, if a woman called you and said, I'm thinking of having my colors done, what do you suggest? What would you say?
I would say do not hunt down a virtual color analysis. It's superficial at best. And that if you want to really know what your colors are, you need to get draped by the SciArt system. Monitors change the colors, pictures change the colors, cameras change the colors. You only see it in person. And it isn't about just being given a palette. It's about seeing it in person on yourself, watching your face change, learning what colors work for you and don't by how your face changes. You can't deny it. I might want to deny it and go, oh no, I think I would really like to be. No, I saw it happen. Mm-hmm. And now I know. I've learned.
And you don't need to be able to do it yourself, but you do want to have the confidence that the person was competent. They had reasons for what they said to you besides your eyes pop or you look spellbinding or anything that could sound like an opinion. And enough trust in the system that you can move forward with the result. I think. And you saw a few things. You didn't see necessarily what Terry saw, but you didn't need to.
No. I saw enough to be confident that I am mm-hmm. a true summer.
Yes.
And that's what I was looking for. I'd been so confused by so many different analyses. And I put my faith in what they told me, mm-hmm. but it was misguided.
Yeah. And your wallet, right? I mean, let's be honest here. I gotta respect. I hope that all analysts respect what women and men are going to spend based on these things that we say. It's big.
It is big. And I don't think maybe some of them don't understand that when you give someone a definitive season, I trust you. And I need to know that it's correct because I'm going to invest in that. I'm now looking at my wardrobe and I'm seeing things that I bought over the last 6 months that are immediately going to donation because they are wrong, and wrong in a big way. Being told that because I'm so cool, I should wear warm colors. Yeah. Can't think of anything wrong, more wrong than that. That is not in harmony with me. And having your colors done is about discovering what is in harmony with your personal coloring, not changing you, but what looks best on who you are, because who you are is right.
Well, you said, you know, Terry put a warm drape on you. Okay, blemishes or little red marks went away, but your eyebrows turn orange and your eyes lose all color. So how's that better? That's put you further ahead, like wear concealer, you know?
Yeah, that trade-off is not worth it. Definitely not worth
it. Once you see it, you think, how does this system work? I mean, I'm willing to be open-minded as to how other color systems work, but could someone show this to me in a way that I can understand? And I guess that's never happened. I don't trust screens. You?
No, we don't. We don't trust screens. We really want everybody to have the experience that Jennifer has had, to be there in the same room, seeing it for herself and seeing it and trusting it and having confidence in it. That's you can't do that online.
Well, you can. And like I say, I respect anybody's way of working, even if it isn't mine. But the information that I need to make eliminations or decisions or move forward in the process, it's just not available to me on a screen. I literally cannot see what I need to see to work in the way that I do. The information is lost or it's distorted or the camera's the phone changes every picture. I love your story, Jennifer, going into every room of your house.
Well, so, and the changes happened quickly. She put two drapes across my shoulders, two drapes, and we looked. And then she moved it. And the reaction on my skin was instant. And that was what you needed to see. So if I'm standing in the kitchen taking pictures with a dish towel over me, and then I go into the bedroom and throw my grandson's jacket over my shoulders and take a picture, and I send all these pictures to the analysis, and she says, oh, well, then you are this.
Right.
How in the heck does she know? Because the background is different. My phone has changed the color. The fabrications are different. The lighting is different. And there is not that moment of change. And it's comparing the two colors is what shows the change on your skin. And you only see one color in comparison to another. And I'm looking at those colors in comparison to my face. And that was what was so eye-opening. It was electrifying to watch. On some of them, I will admit it was, what do you see there? Because I don't really see it, but I'm not the expert. Mm-hmm. But on the ones that I did see that she would say, now watch, bam, you could not miss it.
You couldn't deny what it was. You might not know how to interpret it. Well, why should you? You know, you don't have the training, but you do know that you saw something happen, and what the analyst says is consistent with what you saw. And I love too that you said a friend went with you who was a bright winter, and so her color reactions, clear as a bell, but completely different from yours. Yes. And it seems hard to believe. How could two people have completely different reactions to the same color? Well, right in front of you, it's just, you can't deny it.
And it was, for me, it was easier to see on her because it wasn't personal. I could just watch it happen. Right. And it was so obvious. I began to wonder, is she easier because she's bright winter and I'm true summer? But I think it's because I was so focused on trying to look at the dot between my forehead to see what happened to the outline of my face and the brightness of my eyes without actually looking at them. So
I think women too, who've had a lot of analyses, once they get their season, they understand very well why they are, and they start to put the puzzle pieces together from the past. And I know Terry did that a little bit with you as well. How is it that these crossovers happen? Because the analyst did see something. But I find when I meet women who have had a lot of analysis experiences, it's like a snowplow. We got a lot of snowplows where I live these days. So this analogy is very available to me, but it's like they're pushing this snowplow, this backlog of information, of memories and histories and impressions and things they've been told out in front of them and trying to make sense of all of this. and buy beautiful clothing and beautiful makeup. And so what's nice about this analysis is it kind of cuts to the chase. Whatever is in that front end loader, dump it, because we're going to start fresh. And then once we know the answer, we'll retrace our steps and look at why some of these clues from the past came up in the first place. Because Terry did a bit of that with you, eh, Jen?
She did. She did. And she explained to me why, you know, I'm okay in black, because black is cool and I am true cool. My black is a very soft black. It's not as intense as the winter's blacks, but it's a whole lot better on me than rust. And that was so obvious. So the same with white. Yes. You know, the blue white of a true winter white is too intense on me, but I can pass with it because my primary color is cool. And then we move on to the different parts of my coloring, where if I wear off whites with yellow in them, I look sallow. And the minute she said it, I understood. I kept trying to wear what I thought were soft colors, but they were just yellow on me. So understanding that I have some warm overtone to my complexion. That's why people were putting me in warm categories. What I thought was a bright yellow in my eye turns out to be a quite grayish yellow. It's not bright yellow. It's not, my own perceptions were getting in my own way.
Indeed. Yeah. Do you find that you sort of have to relearn how you see yourself and what a real color analysis looks like, but also you have to maybe relearn a bit of your relationship with color? And you have more training in color than maybe many of our listeners and your readers, but yellow is not automatic warm. So do you find that you're kind of relearning what a warm or a cool color is?
Yes, very much so. And I know the price I pay if I'm going to put warmth into a color. So that's a tactical decision I would make at the time, but I'm armed with the knowledge to know that now. The other thing I really liked about Sci Art, because I also bought the corporate palette. So I have both palettes at my disposal. And I like that now correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not an analyst, but all of the 12 types can wear pretty much every color, but it is your version of that color. So my black is not super dark. My red is more like a plumish color. So I have all these colors, but you're not going to see me in Christmas red, because Christmas red isn't in my palette. But I'm not limited to just pink and blue and that's it. And I guess that's what I thought summers was. Pink and blue. Washed out, ineffective, where in truth, my true summer palette's fairly strong. The colors are strong.
They got definite brightness, don't they? You might not have a lot of yellows, and your orange might not look like orange. It might look a little bit like dark wine, but that comes with time. But you wouldn't buy Christmas red, A, because it's not in your palette, and B, you couldn't fit it in there. It would be the only thing that anyone could see among the 60 colors.
Yes.
So it's a tool, right? You learn how it creates relationships that you can use to make good choices.
And that's really important that you mentioned relationships. That's what I'm finding this palette is a tool for me to compare different colors with it. When I spread out the fan and put it on a color, is the color living in harmony with this palette? Because if it is, it's going to live in harmony with me. Exactly. That color may not be represented in my palette, but if it lives with the palette, it can flatter me. And so I can, with that palette, I can look at any color in the world and know if it works for me or not, or know if, yes, you could choose that fuchsia, Jennifer, it's going to overpower you a little bit. Just know that. And that's okay. And so that's why I don't find it limiting. It's empowering. It gave me knowledge.
I think I want to move this into the more juicy gossip section of our episode. What do you think, women? I am I know you have some really fun examples, Jennifer, about what you've been told.
Yes. Well, when I was typed a warm season, I was told that because I was warm season, I would always have to dye my hair because gray is cool, which of course is not at all correct. But then I was also told by the same analyst that because my skin is so cool, that should have been the clue, because my skin is so cool, I need to wear warm colors to tone it down. I even questioned that analyst and I said, you know, that goes against everything I know about harmony and about wearing colors that are in harmony with your coloring. But she insisted that that was correct. So of course, then I went out and bought some warm things and found that to be completely false. Not true at all.
Yes. Well, I've had clients who say that the hairdressers and cosmetics counter salespeople have said this to them. So it's something that's it's out there. It's kind of the misunderstood way to use complementary colors, because we in our color analysis world, we say that you should wear the colors that you are. So since you are a true cool season, you should wear true cool colors because that's in harmony with you.
Yes. Yes. That's what I had always heard. So when I was told by this other system that that's not the way their system worked, didn't ring true to me. And then to be told that I had to always color my hair because what was naturally coming out of my head would be wrong for me, that should have been a clue too, because we're not wrong.
We can't
be wrong. And if the clothes are looking bad on you because you're going gray, it's because the clothes color are wrong. It's not because your hair's wrong. You're never wrong. But what you're never wrong.
Yeah, it's so true. And you know, all 12 seasons, there's a version of gray in the color palette. And you just, I think that's what you shift to. But when folks say that, you know, there's just so many, again, practice your beliefs in any way that you want to, but show me what you mean. It becomes, there's so many rules and so much dogma in appearance. It has to be this way. And none of it's ever evidence-based. And so when you say, well, show me what you mean, how do you know? I don't know how they do know. I don't know what they're showing people. Because if I think about putting warm color like rust under a true summer face, does it tone down the pinkness? Either you turn weirdly yellow, or I think the face can get even redder and kind of like all, I think like hot flash face. It can get very red and like oily looking, you know, the reflectivity of light is just so wrong for the skin tone.
And it did all of those things. It sucked the color out of my face. It changed the way my complexion looked. Yeah. I changed my lipstick to try to make it work. I changed my eyeshadow to make it work. And of course I was digging a deeper hole every time I kept trying. And then I changed to, let me try a brown mascara then. Maybe I need a brown mascara and kind of an orangish lipstick to make it work. And pretty soon I was so unhappy with how I looked. I just went back to black.
Or I had another color analysis. Yeah. If people were just told, listen, you're fine the way you are. Your color, your eye color is your reference point. Your natural hair color, those are reference points you can use. Like Jennifer, you got pinkish blue hair and wearing curry with that. I don't know. I don't think anybody really. Where does this look good? Because it was a revelation to me to realize I actually have, you know, years ago, I have no idea what looks good, how colors that work well together, what that means or what that looks like. I know I've got my own tastes and emotions, but that's not necessarily anything that any other living human being shares. Don't just get told why, get shown why.
You need
in a
to
way that
shown.
You can see it. It's just not that mysterious. You know, you really can see it when you're told what to look for.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's funny you mentioned my hair is pink and blue. It is pink and blue. I look in the light and I see pink and I see blue. And it's not because I'm abusing purple shampoo. I hate that people are being told that what their natural color is or what their natural color will grow out to be is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Women have been told so many misconceptions. There's been told so much about what's wrong about us. It's time to just, you know, accept that. No, we're right.
So let's start there. Mm-hmm. And now let's build the story back up.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yes, true.
I agree.
Well, it's ladies, we've said so many times, and let's repeat it, that your natural hair color, including how it goes gray, is going to look perfect on you. And there's no reason to tell anyone that they always have to dye their hair.
Mm-hmm.
However, dull hair can come from wearing the wrong color clothes that don't bring out the best in your hair. And those pink and blue glints that Jennifer so lovely described.
I like what you said about complementary color. I know, Joran, you were mentioning about how women get told to wear orange and brown eyeshadow if they have blue eyes. Or I was told to have orange hair color because I have bluey green eyes. Mm. Yeah, about compliments. Sure, they work and they're exciting and they're vibrant and they're an energized color combination. But it's not just orange and purple or blue and yellow or whatever the combinations are. It's inside your palette, right? You can see what your complementary colors are in a much more specific sense that applies to you. And for neutral colors, like with silver hair, if you're not going to wear it in clothes, then don't put it on your face like brown. If you can't wear brown clothing like Jennifer wearing curry, well, then don't be putting it on your eyes as eyeshadow. It just looks kind of heavy. And maybe it works on screens because I see this all the time, like on YouTubers. They have blue eyes and then they have these coppery, sandy, orangey, adobe colored eyeshadows. And maybe that's a look that works on screens, but I don't really know if it works that well in real life.
Well, I think when you're looking at something like that on YouTube, you need to consider the purpose. And it's not always to be flattering. Sometimes it's just the artistry of the makeup.
Yep.
And to have a pretty and unique look. But if your goal is to look your best and be the most have the most flattering version of you, then you need to be wearing the right colors. Well, I guess that kind of comes down to what you're going to see with me, because I'm going to continue to be wearing clothes that are not my colors, not my shapes, not my styles, because that's my business.
Right.
I'm a service to women styling clothes so that they can see what's out there that might work for them. And if I only showed my color, then I wouldn't be serving all women, and I want to be able to serve them all. So I don't want to look like a hypocrite, but you're going to see me wearing those really unflattering colors. But when you peek into my closet and my wardrobe, you're going to see only one season. You're just going to see my colors, my true summer colors.
Mm-hmm. I'd be really interested to see how your blog evolves or doesn't evolve. Maybe it won't. Maybe the blogging that you do is a beautiful service that your readers rely on and look forward to. And this is just a change that will happen in your personal life as Jennifer evolves and grows into the next stage of Jennifer.
Mm.
It's hard not to, though, reach for my colors. It is hard for me when I'm shopping.
Think of me when you put curry on next time, right?
Oh, I will. Or orange. Or yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm Russ. Thrilled to know that you got your answer, Jennifer. That's wonderful, wonderful.
Yes. And it's all, you're not doing it for yourself. You're showing it to your audience so that they can choose what's perfect for them. You're doing them a service. That's what you're doing when you're wearing all those different clothes. This is different. Well, anyway, so thank you to Jennifer for being our guest for these two whole episodes and sharing with us how you cleared up the mystery of your season. And we've been so happy to have these two episodes with you. And we hope to hear from you again, maybe in a future show.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, Christine and I will be back with more podcast episodes about color analysis. So we're hoping that our listeners will stay tuned. So thank you, Jennifer, and bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, ladies. Bye-bye.